Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Am I a good person? Am I just? Justice is about giving people what you owe them and not taking away what they have a right to. And when we do that, the result is good relationships. So justice is the virtue that makes good relationships. Now, the Catechism of the Catholic Church mentions three kinds of justice: commutative, distributive, and general. Commutative justice is the kind of justice we owe our peers. It's when we give our spouse or a colleague at work or a friend what we owe them. So, are we just when it comes to these people? Let's do a little examination of conscience to find out. Am I giving my spouse the love and honor I owe him or her? Do I think about what they need and then anticipate and take action to fulfill those needs without them having to ask us? Or do I just fall into the trap of thinking of my own wants and needs? Do I even know my spouse well enough to really know what they need? Maybe that's where I need to begin, by getting to know them better, so I can love them and give them what they need. How about at work? Am I communicating in a way that respects those that I work with? Do I respond in a timely manner? Do I keep people well informed? Do I take into consideration how my decisions and actions affect them? Or do I just do what I think needs to be done in the way I want? Do I meet deadlines and follow through with things so that others don't have to pick up the slack? Do I take the initiative to problem solve, or do I leave that to others out of laziness? Worse, do I sow a cancer in the team by gossip or politicking? Am I just toward my siblings? Am I taking care of my share of the responsibility toward our elderly parents, or have I just left it to them? How about justice toward friends? This usually revolves around communication, trust, and respect. Do I take the initiative to get together with my circle of friends? Or have I been unresponsive, leading to feelings of neglect? Do I consistently cancel plans or fail to follow through on promises, which can make them feel undervalued? When one person feels they are putting more effort into the friendship than the others, they might feel that it's one-sided, and that's an injustice. Are we trustworthy in our friendships? Or have we broken trust by revealing things that were supposed to be confidential or by gossiping? Betrayal is one of the worst forms of injustice in friendship. I mean, look what Judas did to his friend Jesus. So, am I a just person? Or are there specific ways that I need to improve? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Justice is not only about what we owe people, it also considers what we should not deprive them of. And this is where the Ten Commandments come in. Let's look at just a few of them. Innocent persons have a right to their lives. Murder, particularly abortion, but also a thing that we call palliative care of the elderly or the suffering, that is really mercy killing or murder, especially using high doses of morphine, is a violation of that right, and it's unjust. Before engaging in any sexual activity, our partner has a right to a full personal commitment, which can only take place through marriage. Therefore, fornication and adultery is a violation of that right, and so it's unjust. People have a right to a certain material possessions. Theft or swindling is a violation of that right. So any kind of scam where profit for one party depends on the loss of another. People also have a right to a good name, a good reputation. So gossip is a violation of that right. Gossip is injustice. And everyone has a right to be treated courteously, so rudeness is the violation of that right. It also is unjust. And each person has the right to be respected, so malicious mockery, making fun of a person for the purpose of belittling him, that's unjust. And people have a right to their spiritual dignity, that is, to be appreciated for their full personal value, as opposed to being treated as a merely physical object. In this way, pornography and lust is a violation of that right. It's unjust. Other people have a right to our good example. And when we provide a sinful example, that's the sin of scandal. It's a violation of their right. It's unjust. Innocent and sincere people have a right to the truth. Therefore, lying is a violation of that right. And so it's unjust. So you see, the Ten Commandments aren't just arbitrary rules. They're all about justice and about good relationships. They're about giving people what you owe them and not taking away what they have a right to. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now the second type of justice is distributive justice. Distributive justice comes into play with people who have responsibility over others. Peer-to-peer justice is the most basic, familiar kind of justice. But human relationships aren't just about relationships between people in an equal position. Some people have authority over others. They have responsibility, and they need to exercise that responsibility justly. This is what we call distributive justice, the second form, which is the justice where those in authority must make sure they're being just to those they're responsible for. The reason we have authorities is because we need communities, and a community requires that there be some kind of governance and leadership. An authority exists to take care of the community and the common good. But that person with authority has to recognize that the community is made up of individuals, and each individual has rights and needs. So distributive justice is the justice that concerns the obligations to the individual as carried out by the rightful authority. In other words, whether you're a father or mother, the owner of a business, a manager, or a pastor or a politician, you have to make sure that your goals for the community respect the good of each and every individual under your authority. Anything less is simply an unjust abuse of power. So let's ask ourselves, who is under my authority? Who am I responsible to care for? And am I giving them what I owe them, what they really need? Maybe consider each of your children. Or maybe you're in a position now where you have elderly parents. Are you fulfilling their needs? Or your employees or the people you manage? If each of those people under your responsibility were asked, and they could answer fearlessly and frankly, would they say that you are being just toward them? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So we've talked about the obligations between peers, from one individual to another, and the obligations of the one who leads toward those they are responsible for. But there is a third part of justice, general justice, which is about the individual fulfilling his obligations toward the society he's part of. So we each owe a lot to our families. We owe a lot to our places of work. We owe a lot to the nation. We owe a lot to our church. General justice is where we ask ourselves, am I giving those communities that I'm a part of what I owe them? General justice is where you recognize that giving back to your community isn't just some extreme form of altruism. It's a basic demand of justice. It's what prevents us from becoming a leech on society, someone who's self-entitled, a free rider, worthless, self-serving. General justice demands that we respect the legitimate authorities of our communities and that we be committed to serving, not just taking from that society we're a part of. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We need all three forms of justice. Without a sense of general justice and our obligations to society, we become lazy and self-entitled. Without a sense of distributive justice and a sense of the rights of the individuals we're responsible toward, then we get a totalitarian state, whether communist or fascist, in which any individual or even large groups can be sacrificed, tortured, violated, or falsely convicted, or liquidated for political aims. And we certainly don't want to become a totalitarian dictator as parents, or bosses, or managers. And without a sense of commutative justice, a sense that I have to treat my peers with the same respect and consideration that I want, well, then we all just become hideous jerks to one another. And that certainly doesn't lead to good friendships and relationships. So we need to take a moment to consider our spouses and our peers and our co-workers and the people under our authority and the societies we're a part of. And if we get a sense that we haven't been fulfilling our obligations in one of those areas, then we need to make a concrete resolution to be more just. And then we need to take some actions and do it. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, that was a pretty big topic to jam into one meditation.
Yeah, good work. You got through it.
Well, so As we've been working on putting this meditation together for the last couple of days, some of these take a little bit more work than others.
That's true.
What did it cause you to reflect on yourself?
I think it's not that this is a gray area. It's very different than things are still black and white, but we think too specifically about the Ten Commandments. And so we're like, well, I don't steal from anyone and I haven't killed anyone, so I'm pretty much off the hook when it comes to sin. I'm pretty much, you know, dare I say, without sin. But when you really look at it, there are so many ways in which we are looking away from what we're doing wrong. And the ways in which we're very much wronging the people around us without realizing it.
Wronging them in what way?
Things like scandal being one thing that very few people are aware of, and it's...
How would you define scandal?
I think especially as a Catholic, and this is not a definition, but like especially when you're a Catholic, giving people the impression that wrong is right, for one thing.
How do you see that?
Like if you're a Catholic and you're constantly getting drunk,
yep,
then
that's scandal.
You're convincing people that, oh, this is a good Catholic person. They think this is okay. This is a good thing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh, this is like cohabitation. Big issue is like, oh, they're living together. They're probably sleeping together. That's probably fine.
Yeah, it's so true. I hear this all the time from non-Catholics that, oh, Catholics have those big events, those school fundraisers, mm-hmm. and all kinds of, and they get drunk because mm-hmm. that's a Catholic thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or that, yeah, you have a young couple who are living together and they go to Mass. Mm-hmm. I'm glad they're going to Mass.
Mm-hmm.
We want everybody to go to Mass. But other young people look at them and say, well, they're good Catholics. They're going to Mass. So then that person's tempted to live with mm-hmm. their boyfriend or girlfriend.
Like it's a good thing to share your struggles with other people, especially, but it's usually better in either like a private format where you can really talk that out, or if you're giving a talk or something like that, being very clear of where you stand on it. It's important to show that we all do fall very often, but scandal is when you don't even have that explanation for what's happening here and giving people the wrong impression entirely.
Yeah, scandal specifically is that by our actions, we lead people into sin.
Mm-hmm. But it's very different from just letting people know that we also fall and we also sin.
Correct.
Because obviously, we're not saying you have to be perfect, and if you're not perfect, it's a sin because you're not perfect. That's just like an added, it seems like a weird caveat. But it's how you're setting an example for others.
I personally do not reflect enough on how I owe everyone around me a good example.
Mm.
It's not like, oh, that would be a saintly thing. No, it's a baseline for justice.
Mm-hmm.
I owe that to them at the bare minimum.
Yeah, which also says it's very important because this can turn societies around.
Yeah, it could.
Because too often we look at other people falling as an excuse for us to stoop lower.
Yes.
But in actuality, that is an opportunity for you to set a higher example.
Yeah.
And turn that culture around.
Yeah. Setting a good example is a game changer as far as momentum. I'm always amazed in a football or basketball game that one action can swing the momentum of a game for a win or a loss.
Mm-hmm.
And the game-changing, momentum-changing thing we can do is our example. Whether it be at that moment of a conversation where the gossip enters to change it.
Mm-hmm.
Or that moment when you could blow up on your spouse or a kid, one of your kids, or an employee.
Mm-hmm.
And instead you control that, respond appropriately. I mean, there's so many ways.
Yeah, even just responding with, not just appropriately, but with mercy. Because it gives people hope. It sets an example, but beyond that, it tells people that that's even possible.
Yeah.
And if we don't have that, there really is no turning it around. And I think it's also good because it, instead of being a very self-destructive, self-conscious reflection on self of, I'm never going to be perfect and I can't fight this and every, like, I will never be better, or, and every time you fall, it's just a personal offense. It kind of helps you turn outward and think in a more selfless way about how you're bettering yourself, and you're bettering yourself for other people, not so that they'll like you more, but because they deserve that. They deserve a better friend. They deserve a better role model.
You know, I think that we have this tendency to take justice and turn it into a self-centered thing, meaning we think of justice as what's owed to me or what's fair.
Yeah.
For me, the bottom line is I've got to first think about the other people in my lives.
Yeah.
I'll give you a good example. What do I want to do tonight? No. My first question should be, what does Sandy, my wife, your mom, what does she want to do tonight? What are her needs for tonight?
Yeah.
Because what I haven't gotten through my thick head or my my cold heart, you would say, is that what's good for them will also be good for me. Mm-hmm. Doing what's good for them will be the best thing for me.
Yeah. What you can enjoy through others will, and I think we've talked about this in a meditation, what if you have their best interests in mind, then there's so much more good for you in the world, essentially. If I only like what I like and I only watch and listen to what I like, I have a very small worldview and palette and experience. But if I'm really looking out for the people that I care about and all the things they enjoy and trying to give them those experiences, then I'm also experiencing more joy through them and because of them.
It's true. Your whole world has expanded.
Mm-hmm.
And I still haven't come to the point where I really grasp the core of love, and that it, which is that your good is my good.
That's very communist. No, it's not your good, it's our good.
Yeah. Actually, in communism, it's just my good, and I'm just using you for
fair,
my good.
True. That's just a joke I always like.
No,
I know.
It's
the hour instead of...
But it is so ironic about communism, because it's just the polar opposite.
Yeah.
It's just communism is just a way for a small handful to...
It's true.
Get what they want from everybody else, comrade.
The nicknames in this family are getting out of control.
Thank you for the conversation.
Thank you for the conversation, comrade.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.